This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Iran's attack on Israel raised fears of a wider war, but all sides in the conflict also scored gains. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Israel's defense minister, Yoav Gallant, confirmed that along with help from its allies, Israel managed to successfully block 99% of Iranian drones and missiles in the attack. The welcome outcome has allowed Israel's military to appear successful and supported by the West amid concerns surrounding its conduct in Gaza. Likewise, Iran's attack allowed the government to show that it stood by its vow to avenge a suspected Israeli attack on Iranian generals in Syria. I'm Karen Chamas.
Israel remains on high alert after Iran's mass drone and missile attack, its chief military spokesperson said on Sunday.
Iran and its proxies launched approximately 350 suicide drones, cruise missiles, and ballistic missiles and rockets from Iran, Iraq, Yemen, and Hezbollah in Lebanon towards Israel.
Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari said operational plans have been approved for both offensive and defensive action. The United States is highlighting its role in helping Israel thwart an unprecedented aerial attack from Iran, and President Joe Biden on Sunday convened leaders of the Group of Seven countries in an effort to prevent a wider regional escalation and coordinate a global rebuke of Tehran. The U.S. assisted Israel in shooting down dozens of drones and missiles fired by Iran on Saturday. U.S. officials said despite the high interception rate, Iran's intent was to destroy and cause casualties. This is VOA News.